Well, my wife came home the other day, and she was practicing her music they're going to sing. And she said, at the end, there you're speaking. And it was 2 or 3 years ago, I gave, had the same title. And I thought, boy, I got to get out of this business because it's kind of strange. But the content is different this time than last time, 2 or 3 years ago. Okay, so I'm not going to bore you, but I have to ask the question. You ready? Why are you here? Ready? I mean, you're here. You're in this room. How did all this come about? Well, there's several here's, and I'm going to explain three reasons you're here. Okay? Well, about 17 years ago, we had a feast in Denver, and it was only for 3 days. So we came back. I think it was in 2000, maybe it was 2001. Check Donna's book she wrote. It's in there. And to say I was unhappy, things eat at me, you know. And it's slow with me. And it percolated. And finally I went to Dell Ledger. And I said, Dell, what do you think if we have a feast here? We put it on. And he said, Dell's a businessman, you know. He's in real estate. He's done well. But he said, well, let me think about that. Let me think about that. And he came back in a few days, and he said, wow, why not? I can't think of a reason. Why not? So we started. And right after that, I made a trip to California, and I talked to Ron Kelly, who was in charge of all the feasts for the Worldwide Church of God, or whatever their name was. And he said, Coy, he knows me. He said, you're on your own. Good luck with that, buddy. We've lost money every year. Okay. Well, thank you, sir. And I saw Ron Kelly about a month ago? 2 months ago. Wow, time flies. I didn't even recognize him. I didn't. It was embarrassing. I said, sir, who are you? And he said, Coy, I'm Ron Kelly. Oh, and everybody laughed. They thought that was real funny. But I didn't recognize him. He really changed. My wife's laughing because she was the one standing there. But to me, it was like a blank check. He said, you're on your own. Hey, sounds good to me. You know, well, leave us alone. And we'll see how we do. And from that time, we, I'm talking about the church, have run the feast site here. But there's more to it. You see, you sponsor us. You send in money. And most of all, you pray for us. Somebody must be praying for us, because I tell you, to pull this off, it's interesting sometimes, okay? I hope you understand that. But you are the support of why you are here. I want you to understand that, every one of you. Until, if people aren't here, and I'll get Dell, understand. But there's a reason we're all here, and we all feel comfortable together. So now you know why you're here. And let's look to see why we are here. I love playing on words. It's fun. Okay, let's go to Matthew 5:17. And I've got about 30 minutes worth of scriptures and explaining to do. Matthew 5:17. And I don't want to keep you late tonight. In 5:17, Matthew, Christ is speaking. He says, think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say to you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till it be fulfilled. Therefore, whoever shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And you're part of that. How do you figure that? For your support, your prayers, phone calls, that sort of thing. And then 5 and 20, for I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. So he came to make things clear and expand on it. So let's see what he was talking about. Let's go to Leviticus 23:33. Leviticus 23:33. And it starts out, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. For the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. Okay? 23:36. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the 8th day shall be a holy convocation unto you. And ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly. And ye shall do no servile work therein. There are the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations. So holy group gatherings, or gathering, to offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. A burnt offering, and a meat offering, a sacrifice of drink offerings. Everything upon this day, beside the Sabbath of the Lord, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings which you gave unto the Lord. Also on the 15th day of the 7th month, you shall have gathered in the fruit of the land, and shall keep the feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the first day, there shall be a Sabbath. That's where we're getting into. On the 8th day shall be a Sabbath. So he tells us we need to make an offering, and we can't. Christ took that away. All the offerings in the temple, with all the fire and the killing of the animal, and then putting them on that. And I just did one on the Sabbath, speaking at our church. And it's always amazing to me, they had to keep that fire going 24-7. There's no backing off. It's like us. You've got to keep going 24-7. You've got to crank it up. And those poor people, and it would have been a lot of work. I hire a man when we had cattle. I wouldn't tackle such a thing. He comes out and slaughters a cow in an hour. Could you imagine doing that time after time? Then burning the entrails and all that. Ooh. But that's what they did. Now let's go to 23:40. And you shall take you on the first day of the boughs of good trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. Well, I'm getting kind of old. I'd rather stay in a condo, or we have a nice hotel over here. But there are some people still do that. Good for them. I gave up sleeping on the ground when I was in the Army. Okay, sleeping on the ground in the snow, it really is the pits. I got stuck with a guy that smoked all the time, you know. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. So we're told to rejoice, okay? And that's what we need. And ye shall keep the feast unto the Lord 7 days in a year. And it shall be a, now here, It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. And 42, you shall dwell in booths 7 days. All the Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generation may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of the Lord. And that's why we're here, right? You're here to obey God. And we're going to stick with that. Stick with it. And I have some scriptures to that effect. Proverbs 7:1. And let's read these together. And I picked different spots in the Bible so we could get kind of a flavor for the whole thing. But it's that same theme throughout. It says, my son, 7:1 Proverbs, my son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as an apple of thine eye. And then in John, you don't have to go there, John 14:15, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's Christ speaking. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, and he may abide with you forever. And that happened. And we, this church, could not do the things we do without the comforter. Of course, God's Spirit. Now, we are here to learn. And we're here to be surrounded by people who have the same goals. And they have the same goals in their lives as you do. So here's a rare opportunity. And for the next 8 days, you can rub elbows with those people who believe Christ came to this earth to die for us, to give us eternal life, and that he came to magnify the law, to make it more, bigger, understandable, more people. And we can do that. And then let's go to John 13:34. So we'll go back a little bit. John 13:34. And as I read this, this is why I was talking about political debates. Man, here in Colorado, sometimes I wonder if someone doesn't pull out a gun and shoot their opponent. 13:34. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. So I hope you express that to those around you. This feast, it's a rare opportunity, you know, to have the peace we do have. Well, they're just killing themselves in Aleppo and places like that. 1 John 4:10. 1 John 4:10. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the proportion of our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. So let's go back to Matthew. We started Matthew 5. Let's go to Matthew 25:14. And we're going to cut to the chase here. Matthew 25:14. And this is Christ explaining what's going on. He said, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and unto another two, and to another one. Every man according to his ability, and straightway took his journey. So he gave these guys some money, or whatever you want to say. Goods, money, responsibility. Each of you have responsibility and talents. I can't believe I'm up here. Really. I don't think Ron Kelly could either. Isn't that funny? And straightway took his journey. And when he had received the 5 talents, went and traded with the same and made them another 5 talents. So he doubled his money. And likewise, he that had received 2 also gained another 2. But he that received 1 went and dug in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord's servants come and reckon with them. And so he had received, and so he that received 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents, saying, "The Lord, thou delivered unto me 5, and behold, I've gained 5, gained beside that 5 more." And the Lord said unto him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things." Nothing big, just a few things. "I will make you ruler over many things." So we have a chance to really shine. And there's a reason for it. And that'll be my third point. "Enter you into the joy of the Lord." And he that received 2 talents came and said, "Lord, you delivered unto me 2 talents. And behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them." His Lord said unto him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou have been faithful over a few things, and I will make you a ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord." And then he that received the 1 talent came and said, "Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where they have not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed, or where he had not squandered his money. And I was afraid, and went and hid the talent in the earth." So we got to get off our backside and stick with it. And that's why I'm doing this like this. I want you to understand what's going on around us and how the opportunities we do have here. What a wonderful group you guys are. What support you give us. "Lo, there has that is thine." And the Lord answered and said to him, "That wicked and soulful servant, you knew that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I would have received mine own for usury." So he could have stuck the money in the bank and got a little bit. Some people don't want to do anything. They just want to gripe. "Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away, even that which he had." So it's kind of a harsh deal, actually. If you don't move and get going. So, why do we have to do this? Why do we have to come here? This afternoon I was thinking, I was kind of gripey, having to pack my clothes, and I would lose things I haven't seen, and I found my name tag, though. It's not like going on a vacation. Because a vacation, it's like blue jeans, right? And a t-shirt, and stopping at hotels and having a good time, you know, seeing family. No, I got to wear a tie. But that's okay. So why are we here? Here. Not here in this room, but why are we here keeping the feast? Well, I want to tell you some things about this area. In the last 10 years, crime has increased 500% in Mesa County. In 10 years, crime has increased. I can't believe it. 500%. And I read this and I saw it on TV. A woman and her child were murdered. The woman had disrespected the killer. They caught him. He said, well, she dissed me. So he shot her and her child. What a scumbag. But it's getting worse all the time. They've asked for more money here to buy more cop cars, get more cops, because they can't answer all the 911 calls. See? And one of the worst things around here, a deputy sheriff was killed down the street from our church. Right down the street from where we go to church. Couldn't believe it. We had church, and then we drove by, Nita and I, and they had a huge memorial. They had a pile of flowers people brought. It just piled up where he was shot, right there on the side of the road. Makes me sad to talk about it. But here's the sad part. The kid was a 17-year-old, high on cocaine or whatever they could high on. And he was in the juvenile hall. He's now 18. And he was singing, I shot the sheriff. How's that for sick? And the kid has no understanding of what's going on in his life. He doesn't have a clue what life is about. And you do. Everyone here, you study the Bible, you understand so much knowledge. And I wanted you to think about that. What a screwed up place. And yet we have opportunity right here to fellowship, to go out to eat, to talk to one another, exchange ideas. Now, you're here, because the whole church said no to an established religion. You know that? They wanted us to keep Christmas. I remember that very well, and many here do too. Good Friday, keep Easter, and keep what other pagan idea a man can dream up, anything. That's what they wanted us to do. But we didn't do it. And you didn't do it. And you supported us. And I thank you for that. Because you gave us all opportunity. All. Everyone in this room. Your friends gave you opportunity. It's a tough one. You know. You can't bury your talents. You can't stop. Now, number two. You're here because our God commanded us to keep the feast. Not go when the sun comes up and go out and go watch the sunrise. Sally. Let's go to Leviticus. Well, don't go there. I read it. Leviticus 23:14. It says, and ye shall keep the feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute. It's a law forever in your generations. Now, some things, when Aaron and Moses were receiving the laws, it doesn't say that. It ends. It ends with Israel being taken over. But this says it's a statute forever in your generations. That's a tagline you need to take notice of, right? And it says, you shall celebrate it in the seventh month. And I want you all, please, let's, after this is over, the service, let's go out and look at the moon. It's a full moon. And number three, you are here because you understand if you are faithful in a few things, you will rule over many. Matthew 25, 23. I read that. Just those little words in there. You have to remain faithful. No matter how the political winds blow and how mad you get or whatever happens or your neighbor does and friends do to you or whatever, you have to maintain this line of calmness and understand what's going on and why. Now you know why you're here. If you want to, I thought it was really good. It's you can start in Matthew 24:1. Hey, call it homework. Matthew 24:1. If you start reading there, it's called the Olivet Discourse, and all that means is the Mount of Olives, where Christ was preaching. The words when he was on the Mount of Olives. So all in there. But now you know why you're here, why you're in this room. Why you drove all the way to Grand Junction, and why I hope nobody leaves. Because it's life and death, It's using your talents and your abilities. It just doesn't stop. It will never stop. And so now you know why you're here. Have a great feast.